Hi, everybody. My name is Ben Riggs. I am a regular TT Book listener on the internet. I also have my own podcast called Plot Points and another one called The Hyperculture, and I am here to share with you today a dangerous idea, which is that humble little tabletop role-playing games represent the most significant development in the history of myth in perhaps centuries. I know that's a bold statement, but hear me out. If you don't know what a tabletop role-playing game is, it's like Dungeons & Dragons. Each player is given a character. One player, the Game Master, represents the world these characters inhabit. Now, together, they tell stories. So, players gather at a table and role-play their characters, hence the name tabletop role-playing game. Now, tabletop role-playing games are important, because instead of people hearing myths around a fire from a storyteller, or hearing them from a pulpit on Sunday, gamers are creating their own communal myths to make sense of their lives. And it's this communal creative aspect that really makes gaming significant and, frankly, a revolutionary phenomenon. For thousands and thousands of years, myths were subject to the control of nation-states. In Egypt and Rome, mythology turned in total subservience to the government, because myth and story were seen as so important that they couldn't be left to the common people. This was the way of things for much of recorded history, with Romans sicking lions on Christians for mythology not in line with that of the state, which was followed by Christians burning pagans at the stake for the same crime. Mythology and stories were left in control of the state until the Protestant Reformation, which essentially opened the floodgates in Europe, with Martin Luther's very punk rock affirmation that any person can, when guided by the Holy Spirit, make their own interpretation of Scripture. Professor of mythology Joseph Campbell says, "Millenniums have rolled by, with only minor variations played on stories and themes derived from God knows when. But a galaxy of mythologies must be taken into account in any study of the spectacle of our own titanic age." Now, if Joseph Campbell was shown what the geeks and nerds that gather at my dining room table do on a Sunday night, in his terms, he might describe it as a private, communal rite in which personal experiences are hewn into a story that has meaning, possibly only for the individuals at the gaming table, but meaning nonetheless. Tabletop role-playing games represent the ultimate democratization of myth creation. Forces once controlled by the state, under pain of death, are now at the beck and call of anyone with a handful of dice and a rulebook. Now, the freedom of a person to more or less tell their own story without the interference of government or religion is not necessarily a new one, but gaming is a radical institution because it allows everyone, not just artists or ivory tower, Ivy League upper crusts, to engage in myth creation. There is no gatekeeper. Gaming is an institution which teaches people to do what was once the sole prerogative of the priests of Amun-Ra or the emperors of Rome, to make their own meaningful stories.
That's listener Ben Riggs from Milwaukee with his dangerous idea.